Let's go to KwaZulu-Natal now. The bodies of two eThekwini municipal workers that were swept away during this past weekend's floods have now been recovered. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, is in KZN for us. So Bernadette, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. We spoke to you about the fact that the emergency services and recovery people were looking for these two eThekwini municipal workers. Their bodies have now been found.
They have, Mandy. They were found yesterday afternoon, as we understand it, quite a distance away from where their car was swept off the river, but they have now been found, yes.
And you've been out speaking to people who knew them, and what are people saying about what happened here?
Well, we were at Mr. Shandu's family home a little while ago, and it, of course, the mood was a very somber one. Everyone is absolutely in shock. We spoke to two of his four daughters, and, I mean, they just spoke about him as the most incredible father, a loving father, very supportive father, very proud of his four daughters. And they're just absolutely shattered. He was the only breadwinner in the house. He was the provider for the house. They don't know how they're going to carry on. They're obviously just in a terrible place at the moment.
And Bernadette, as you look at what's happening in KwaZulu-Natal and the recovery there, how are things looking at the moment?
Well, as far as we know, there's only one person who's still missing from these latest round of floods. Obviously, there's still several missing from last month. But as I understand it, there's only a six-year-old child that they're still looking for in Kwamakuta. And then, as I understand it, they will carry on looking until they find that child.
Bernadette, thank you very much. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter in KwaZulu-Natal. She's been speaking to the families of the two eThekwini municipal workers whose bodies were recovered, Solomon Shandu and Simpiwe Tele. Their bodies were recovered yesterday afternoon.